We know that besides the basic divide of mitzvahs of Nelm Nachaveroi, as well as Nelm Lamakim, the things that are between us and Hashem, the things that are between us and our fellow men. But in truth, mentions quite a number of times, and when we deal with things that go that relate to the interpersonal relationships, something between me and somebody else in Klal Yisrael, so the halacha of Nelm Nachaveroi, all these halachas, the underpinning of all these halachas is really the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us exactly how we're supposed to act towards our fellow person. And if we act in accordance, then we're doing exactly what he says, then we're safe, we're good to go, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. If we violate that, then we're violating what Hashem has told us. So our guideline always is, when dealing with other people, it's not really, you know, social accepted values or anything else that people may think or may not think is right. It's actually exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, to the degree that if you follow halacha, exactly what Hashem is telling you to do in a specific situation, and somebody else feels you did the wrong thing and you slighted him, well, there's no issue whatsoever, again, as long as you know, if you would know for certainty that you're following the correct halacha. And the converse would be true as well. Now, that being the case, when a person goes ahead and he violates a mitzvah, but el nachaveir, he has to realize that as much as he's hurting his friend, there's also a violation here of Hashem's word. And that being the case, if somebody goes to his friend, and he says, look, I damaged you, I hurt you, and I want to make up for it, and he goes ahead and he meets two conditions that are always necessary for tshuva, and that is he repairs to the degree that he can, he repairs the damage, as well he goes and he asks his friend to forgive him, and he clears the slate. So you think, okay, he's good to go, that's it, he's done. But the truth is, he's not done, because there's a basic element here of bin adam l'makom. And that being the case, the Rambam sets forth very clearly, the person has to go ahead and say a clear vidui on this aveira, no more and no less than any other aveira. We say this in Kippur, some of the details we say are indeed bin adam l'makom, but the person has to realize that every bin adam l'makom carries with it that element, and the person has to tshuva and misvada on the violation bin adam l'makom, really, which was again the underpinning of the bin adam l'makom. So you have to go ahead and do that vidui. Now, on the other way around, is that if a person did the vidui, obviously it wouldn't help at all. You know, in Kippur, tshuva is not mechaper at all until somebody goes to his friend and he goes ahead and he asks for mechila. Now, the two steps here. First step is, again, he has to take care of the damage, clear up to the degree that he can. Obviously, you know, if you curse somebody out, there's an isser in that. You can't necessarily repair the damage there so easily. If you damage him monetarily, it's easier to repair. But you have to go ahead and ask him mechila as well. Now, the halacha is, we all know, you have to go to him, the question exactly how to perform this, but a maximum of three times. If you ask him mechila in the correct setting, as will be detailed in the term later, but if you ask him the correct setting three different times, and you ask him mechila, and he refuses, at that point, one no longer has to ask mechila from his friend. And according to some pesukim, it's even usher, one should not pursue the mechila any further. That's a very interesting idea, because at the end of the day, he wasn't meichel you. So what happened here? I did an aveira. I did something wrong. I hurt his feelings, I damaged him, whatever I did. I paid it back, I asked him to forgive me, and he says, no, sorry, I'm not being meichel. Now he's called an abzer, being cruel, and he's over an isser for cruelty for doing this. But he does so. Right? So by doing so, he says, I'm not being meichel you. So how could that be? Why don't we just stop after three times? Why don't you have to pursue it further? He doesn't make, for every reason, he's not being meichel you. Why don't you have to pursue it further? And you see from here something beyond that. And that is a concept that Rishol Slanter points out. The Gemara Bava Metzia makes mention that in some cases, a person has a right to legal action to pursue whatever claim he has. There are other cases the Gemara says he has no legal action to reclaim money. However, ein le'alav ela ta'arumis. He only is left with a right to have an emotional claim against this person, to have however you want to define ta'arumis precisely is a little difficult, but he has a real claim against this person, not monetarily, but something he can feel slighted by this person. So Rishol Slanter says that if the Gemara is telling you that in this case you're entitled to that feeling, what does that tell you about all the other cases? That means specifically in this case, you have a right to have that hard feel, to harbor a hard feeling towards that person for having slighted you. But that means every other case where the Gemara did not give you that right, you are not allowed to go ahead and harbor ill will. Because if the Torah told him he's within his rights, and you may feel slighted, but you're not entitled to go ahead and harbor ill will towards another yid for that reason. So our emotions, as a person is being meichel, a person has to realize that he's only entitled to his feelings. The Torah tells him how he should feel, and a person is supposed to be forgiving, a person is supposed to be kind, a person is supposed to be accepting of someone coming to ask him mechila. At the point where you go ahead and you ask somebody mechila three times and he says no, at that point you've done exactly what the Torah told you to do. At that point he's in the wrong. Rambam says clearly he is in the wrong. And at that point he is no longer entitled to hold that ill will against you. And being that the case, you don't need to pursue mechila anymore. And klap yishmaim, you are totally exonerated, both in the realm of Makim and realm of Nechaveri.